And the old man that I visit, Alfred Eitel, also mentioned about his complaint about the promises of the commissioners who came to arrive in Arawabiskat, where he was at the time of treaty. He says it seems to have been totally meaningless of the promises. That is all about he had said. But he spoke quite a bit, a little bit more, which is not exactly that I was looking for. But it was nice to hear him speak his mind. And now, I have met other people in places, in public places that I sit down with, some that I sit down with having coffee with them, and some that I just met in stores and asked me what I was doing in community. I gave them the explanation. I said I came to visit some people, some elders, some young people if necessary, to ask questions. I said for the young people I would ask, are you serious of wanting to know about our ancestral spiritual belief and practice? Some say I do not belong to that category. Some say yes. And they explain their position. Why do they seek such information? Some of them think that, you know, shamanism is our ancestral religion. So some believe it may happen. Some of them just curious and wanted to know. Some of them wanted just to belong to something that belongs to the First Nation. And so that is a general thing that I found in Moshini. Unfortunately, the elders that usually speak well in public were not in town. The First Nation elders, especially the women that we know so well, were not in town. It was very unfortunate that they were not there. I did visit another elder who is very quiet, who is not really care much about publicity. He too have spoken to me about this question. So to him, he says, Midewin may have been the only spiritual connection in our ancestors. Even if it was limited, it may have been the only thing. It works in time. I was blessed to speak to such person who has honestly expressed his mind and gave me straight answer to my question. He asked not to be mentioned. He asked not to be publicized for his statement or his opinion. But at least I have asked if I could include in my stories the way he sees things. So I did get the permission to write a few words what he said. And these are the ones that I've just mentioned. He says, in the past, the shamanism may have been the only spiritual connection of our ancestors. And that not all part of it was just. Because as we hear the stories in past, many times there are stories that have been used as shaman power or Midewin to kill or to fight one another. And so it is. And I tried to encourage this man to say, even the European Christianity seems to agree to some extent of killing, that's in terms of war. Sometimes it's justifiable to do that even in their religion.